Welcome to this week's edition of In the Clubhouse with E&D Baseball. I'm Andy Kirikides, joined by my co-host, Keith Glasser. Keith, how are we doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Obviously, the roster reductions has been a hot topic. I mean, we spoke about it a couple weeks back. We have some updates, two things in particular. One is the timing of the roster cut and when it needs to happen will be December 1st of next year for the first year that this will go into play. So coaches will be responsible to get their rosters down to 34 by December 1st. Still waiting on information as to whether there will be a limit of players that you are able to bring on campus during that fall period. TBD on that. That's a big piece of information that is yet to be divulged as a part of this process. And I'm assuming that most of this will be cleared up in April. As we had stated before, I believe April 7th is when they're going to reconvene with the House versus NCAA legislation. So the reason that's a big one is that the way that it's currently written, if you have to make your decision by December 1st, that does not negate coaches from bringing 50, 60, 70 guys on campus and sorting it out by December 1st, which would lead to a complete chaotic mess of a December transfer portal, especially considering that those players would not be able to, as the rules are currently written, would not be able to transfer to Division I schools unless they currently have a degree in hand. So that could get messy. More to come on that. The other piece is we are hearing from coaches, and this is where the money comes in, which is kind of the core of that court case, is the opt-in to the profit sharing. What we're hearing from coaches is that if schools and or conferences, TBD on how this is going to be determined, but if you do not opt into the profit sharing, then you would not be subject to the 34-man roster and would actually indeed be able to have your roster at 40. That is coming from some good sources. It is not official. Once again, not official. But some of the conversation is that you have some very unique setups in Division I baseball with conferences that are incredibly competitive from a baseball perspective, but are not tied into much of the money making at the Division I football and basketball level, which is where 95% of this profit sharing is going to be kind of determined. So there may be some unique cases where conferences and potentially individual schools opt to not take part in the profit sharing and therefore would potentially not be subject to the new roster rule. Did I cover that?
Yeah, I think you hit it all. I think we can end it.
No way.
No, I think the, we've been sitting, we've kind of heard rumblings about 12-1 and what that was. I think a couple of people had tweeted it out earlier too. And in our conversations, that kind of seemed like that was at least a starting point for the conversation to move forward. I think the biggest, and you hit on it, is there a roster limit in the fall? Because I think we can get into some pretty muddied waters if we have zero roster limit in the fall and an influx of money from a revenue sharing standpoint and the like that could bring in a lot of players in the fall that ultimately end up getting cut down to 34, which will then cause even more of a mess in the transfer portal. With players who may be cut. And as you said, as the rule reads now, you would not be able to transfer to another Division I school unless you had graduated from a school. So you're either going to a junior college, which, if you listen to the podcast last week, like that whole legislation and everything they have going on there is a little bit of a nightmare. So that adds a layer of complexity to this. And then also or you're going down, so it's going to depend on what schools can get guys in at the break and things of that nature. So there's a lot to still kind of be worked out. It's a starting point, but I think it illustrates the fact of going through this process And again, if you listened last week to the podcast about the JUCO stuff, where you really shouldn't be changing your recruiting strategy, you need to be very targeted and aware of what's going on in this landscape so that you can make the correct decision. If you are ultimately going to end up at the Division I level, you want to make sure you're going to a place where, you know, they're not going to have 55 guys on the roster in the fall and then cut it down to 34. You know, maybe they are over by a little bit, but maybe it's 40 instead of 34. And, you know, your chances of making that roster are a lot higher. You know, so there's, again, same thing with the junior college stuff. There's still more to be worked out with this. And we'll obviously, this one, we'll have a lot more clarity come April on what this is going to look like to be able to really inform people on what they need to know from a decision-making standpoint and an information standpoint. But we kind of have a hard date on when we're going to know that stuff. So for the time being, you know, the update is the 12-1. You know, that's when the roster for the 34 man roster will have to be declared. You know, but again, it's going through and understanding how many with no roster limits as of yet for the fall. Like, you're going to want to make sure that you're going to a program if that's where you're being recruited, that you're going to have a high likelihood of making that team. And it's not a legit coin flip, as to whether you'll be on that roster, because I think we've said this before, like, everyone thinks it's not going to happen to them. Until it does. So, you know, you want to make sure you're as prepared as possible. And that could be multiple things of not saying no to lower levels and asking pointed questions and understanding what it is that you want out of your recruitment process and your student athlete experience when you get to that school.
Well said. I think we covered it.
All right. Now we can end it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for listening, everybody. We'll catch up with you next week. Thanks again.
Thank you for listening this week. If you're watching on YouTube, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and smash that like button for us. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, as well as Spotify. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at EMDBaseball. If you want to find out what me and Keith do to help families and players navigate the recruiting process, go ahead and check us out on emdbaseball.com. Take a few minutes to check out our new online academy. I promise you'll get some good information out of that. Thanks again for listening. Check in with you next week.